Greetings, gracious viewers. Welcome to today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. In the open air in towns and villages in rural England, accompanied by rhythmic music, flower-bedecked dancers, mainly men, turn out in their full regalia. They can be seen leaping into the air, waving handkerchiefs and sticks, with bells jingling from their costumes. This age-old traditional ritual to welcome the return of spring is called Morris dancing, and it is regarded as the English national dance. In celebration of the 40th anniversary of their formation, the Dartington Morris Men, one of the main Morris dancing institutes in the United Kingdom today, hosted a national meeting of the Morris Ring. On September the 7th, 2008, 17 Morris Men's sides from different parts of the country presented the mass dance performance in the civic square of the ancient town of Totnes. Various theories about the origin of Morris dancing. Many believe that the English Morris may have its origins in early rites, with its movements and customs having symbolic meaning to awaken Mother Earth. Another theory states the dance can be traced to Africa, with different traditions developed in a variety of areas over centuries. Some researchers think that many of the dances were intended to do honour to Mother Mary as an allegorical figure of beauty and love. William Shakespeare makes it clear in All's Well That Ends Well, 2221, that the Morris dance was commonly performed on May Day, which occurs on the 1st of May. From the Tudor period onward, it was danced at many occasions, such as sowing and harvesting, and other festivals. For example, nowadays, many Morris dancing sides dance on Spring Bank Holiday, Whitsun, which is observed on the seventh Sunday after Easter, to commemorate the coming of the Holy Spirit in the form of flames to the apostles, as recorded in the New Testament. During the joyful national meeting of the Morris Ring in Totnes, Supreme Master Television's correspondent interviewed Mr. Malcolm Cope, a Morris dancer of King John's Morris Men from Southampton area.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of Morris dancing?
Well, nobody's quite sure of the actual origin of the Morris dance. At one time it was a court dance, and it was looked upon as quite, you know, quite a social dance. Some of the earliest records are in the 1500s, but even in those days apparently it was considered an old dance. And it was revived at the beginning of the 1900s. There's a gentleman called Cecil Sharp who saw Headington Quarry Morris Men at Oxford dancing on Boxing Day 1899, and Sharp was a musician, and his first interest was in the music, and he started researching the music, and then the dance came with it. And thankfully he did, because we've now got all the notes, a lot of the traditional sides from the villages that he collected from have been started up again, and we had a wonderful build-up of the Morris through the 1900s, probably culminating at the end of the 60s, beginning of the 70s, when there was a huge folk revival, and there was a great deal of interest generated in the folk music again, and the dance as well, and lots of sides started up at that particular time.
Please stay tuned. After the following message, Mr. Cope will talk about some of the different forms of the Morris dancing. You're watching A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television. All Morris dancing contains movement, music and colour. Some of the music is from the late medieval period. Each village would generally have its own individual variants of the tunes that were used. Alongside the dancers, sometimes there may be a mythical animal. Traditionally, this would have been a hobby horse, who is friendly and provides a link between the dancers and the audience, especially the children. Dance is the product of more than 500 years of evolution. It had been characteristically a formal dance. It was also performed to celebrate on special occasions. The dancers are very dedicated, and the group trains throughout the year in readiness for a particular event. In some areas, the new member must be invited to join in through a selection process. Mr. Cope explains more about the areas that the Morris dance originated in.
The actual Morris dance itself, there was different areas that it came from. The main dancing that will be going on in the town today is Cotswold Morris. villages in the Cotswolds, from Oxfordshire, Northamptonshire, Gloucestershire. And this is probably the dancing that everybody knows, where people dance with hankies and we've got bells on our legs. Side, which we're dancing today, they come from the northwest, from Lancashire. Most of the towns in Lancashire, the mill workers were doing a form of Morris, which is more of a street processional, and we dance in the English clogs and the wooden soles, and they have the irons on the bottom, and these were the what they used to work in the mills, what they wore in those villages, in those towns. So when they danced in their clogs. And the rest of it, the hats with the flowers and the beads, it was self-adornment to make it look spectacular, a sort of more precision marching tune. We all enjoy it. It's the only English traditional dance, traditionally danced by men. There are ladies' sides that dance the Morris, and it's mixed, you know, men and ladies. But traditionally it was danced by men only.
Thank Mr. Malcolm Cope of King John's Morris Men for your informative and interesting introduction to English Morris dancing. We wish you and your colleagues the best in your performances for all to enjoy. May this traditional dance continue to thrive for years to come. Enchanting viewers, this concludes today's episode of The Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more constructive programs. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, right after Noteworthy News. Wishing you and your loved ones much delight in heaven's songs and dance.